This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. We're 3 days away, 3 days away from making America great again. And if journalists are concerned about Donald Trump, they should blame Mr. Obama. Trump has signaled that he wants a flexible foreign policy, but of course, European leaders were shocked, I tell you, to find that Trump is slamming NATO and the EU. Oh no, say it ain't so. But journalists have all of a sudden realized, I guess now that there's a few days to go here, before the inauguration, journalists are now starting to realize that, oh no, this guy's going to be president. And now they are concerned, so much so that they now have decided they're going to actually maybe do their jobs. Because, you know, they didn't do anything for the last 8 years but serve as cover for Mr. Obama. Case in point, Brian Seltzer, little Brian Seltzer from CNN. He's the media correspondent or critic. I don't know what you call him. First of all, I don't understand why you need a media critic or correspondent when it is media. This is what I've never understood, you know, again. Fake. Anyway, Brian Seltzer, his daily email on Monday blared out, "Journalists are in for the fight of their lives." Really? Ever since Donald Trump won the election, there have, of course, been any number of pieces, comments, quips, and more from various journalists and talking heads who have seemingly discovered the importance of the Fourth Estate in holding the executive branch of government accountable. Here's what little Brian Seltzer's newsletter says. "Journalists are in the fight of their lives." That's what Margaret Sullivan concludes in her Monday Washington Post column, and I quote, "To those who say, let's wait and see, or maybe it won't be as bad as you think, or stay hopeful, I'm having none of it," she said. "Journalists are in for the fight of their lives, and we are going to have to be better than ever before just to do their jobs. We will need to work together. Be prepared for legal persecution. Toughen up for punishing attacks and figure out new ways to uncover and present the truth. Even so, if the past really is prologue, that may not be enough." Amazing, really. Considering the the fact that for the last 8 years, they did absolutely nothing. They never held Barack Obama accountable for anything. In fact, they let him get away with pretty much everything. In fact, on 60 Minutes in his last interview with Steve Croft, Barack Obama said that it was a scandal-free administration. I'm going to get into that in a minute, but before I do, really? Really, media? Now you're going to start working? I mean, as a whole, the media has been mostly silent on reporting the disdain that Mr. Obama showed for the press during his 8 years in office. In fact, James Risen writes in the New York Times about Obama's record. Now, this is a writer for the New York Times. He had this to say. Over the past 8 years, the administration has prosecuted 9 cases involving whistleblowers and leakers, compared with only 3 by all previous administrations combined. It has repeatedly used the Espionage Act, a relic of World War I era red baiting, not to prosecute spies, but to go after government officials who talked to journalists. Under Mr. Obama, the Justice Department and the FBI have spied on reporters by monitoring their phone records, labeling one journalist an unindicted co-conspirator in a criminal case for simply doing reporting, and issuing subpoenas to other reporters to try to force them to reveal their sources and testify in criminal cases. Now, hardcore Obama supporters defended the administration, arguing the whistleblowers were in fact criminals and deserved prosecution. It'd be interesting to see if this was the reaction they'd have during a Bush presidency. Of course, we know the answer to that. It was the press, however, who, after some initial outrage, went back to doing what they've done best during Obama's tenure, giving him cover while bashing Republicans as intransigent, because Obama thought his decrees became law simply because of his very existence. Donald Trump's treatment of CNN is no different from how President Obama treated Fox News. Trump just does it at a higher volume, but no drama. Obama whined incessantly about Fox News and blamed them, right along with congressional Republicans, for not being able to bring his wonderfulness to the masses. So as we enter a new presidency and the media bloviates about their responsibility to call out Trump, they would do well to remember they passed and gave Mr. Obama a pass for all that he did. So, if journalists are concerned, they only have themselves to blame, and of course, Mr. Obama. I mean, I love how all of a sudden, journalists are concerned about the Trump presidency and the fact that they need to expose him. It's as if they have woken up from a hibernation period of some kind, where all of a sudden now they're going to do their jobs. It really is laughable. I mean, it is. It's their freaking out about Donald Trump, really? Mm-hmm. But they were never too concerned about Mr. Obama and all his controversies and all his, scandals. Because, of course, the White House, according to them, there are no scandals, none whatsoever. I think it's a good idea that the Trump people are talking about having fresh faces in the White House briefing room. I would welcome that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
When America can't find a hero, it finds a villain. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Welcome back to to the show, 877-317-6432 is the number here. I'm going to go right to the phones. I've got Dan calling me from Oregon. Hey, Dan, how are you? Thanks for calling the show, and thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Accepting the phone call. I couldn't help but think about, and I was really getting very tired, not of you, but of the press for sales, getting very tired of the Russian connection. But my concern is this. I think this matter would have easily come to rest since Conway is leaving, that they had Laura Ingram as their press person there. And I'm sure she would have put a stop to the Russian points and would continue on with the inauguration. The question is this. Since Conway is gone, which I'm sorry to see that she's leaving, do you think Laura Ingram could be enticed to leave her program to come to work for Trump? Or, as she said, she's looking at maybe a possible bid for the Senate race. What do your inside sources say, and what do you say?
Okay. I will tell you, because I actually am I do have some sources in that regard, and I'll tell you this. First of all, Laura Ingram, my sources have told me that she was actually offered the White House press secretary position. She turned it down. Part of that, I think, is, I mean, I initially thought it was because, look, Laura Ingram makes, I think, something like $14 million a year from her radio show. And that doesn't include, she's got that website, Life Set. She's got a number of successful books. So she makes quite a bit of money in the private sector. Now, that's number one. I have heard that, she really wasn't, I mean, she was, and again, I don't know what was happening behind the scenes. She did consider the press secretary job, and that was considered. I don't know if she had sent out feelers that she wasn't interested, or that, you know, or maybe the Trump campaign decided to go with Sean Spicer. That being said, there is talk now that she is indeed considering a Senate run. So, you know, the first thing I thought when I heard that she was considering a Senate run was, okay, well, she's obviously considering leaving the show. So it made me think, well, how come she didn't want to be, you know, part of, you know, the Trump White House? So maybe, you know, maybe it wasn't offered to her. I don't know. In terms of Kellyanne Conway, Kellyanne Conway is actually not leaving. She's accepting a position in the White House. She's actually going to be working in the West Wing. I forget exactly what her title is. She's basically going to be one of the president's you know, closest advisors. So I think that she didn't really necessarily want to be the press secretary, although I think she would have been really good at it. So that's basically the skinny on that. Does that answer your question, Dan?
Yes, and the reason I came up with that question is that it was on the same day that Conway was supposedly leaving that position she was in, as well as Laura Ingram mentioning that entertaining the thought to run for the Senate. So it just seemed a coincidence, and I was just curious. And I'm sad to hear that, you know, I think she'd be a dynamite person for Trump.
Are you talking about Laura Ingram?
Yes.
Oh yeah, like, you know what, Dan? I thought the same thing. I mean, when I heard the rumors that Laura Ingram was considering it, in fact, I called one of my sources and asked him specifically. I'm like, hey, listen, what do you hear about this? And he had told me, yeah, she's actually considering it. I would have loved that. Can you imagine? I mean, that would have been, and I think I said it on my show as well, that would have been must-see TV. It would have been like every single day. Like, if you think that press conference was great the other day, I mean, I can't imagine Laura Ingram going after the press every day. That would have been just the only thing better would have been maybe Ann Coulter as press secretary, I think. But yeah, I was hoping for that too.
Well, okay, well, that's my say, and thank you for accepting the call, and have a nice day.
Well, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. And thank you for listening, Dan. And you can call anytime you want. Feel free. All right. You know, I just think that, you know, the media and the way Donald Trump handles the press, they, you know, as I said, I think I said this yesterday on the show. If they are going to freak out every single day and have to be pulled from the cliff, as it were, they're going to be in for a very long 8 years. Because I'm going to say this right now, just as I predicted that Trump would win, I'm predicting that he's going to win in a landslide, his reelection. I'm going to say that right now. Right now. You can mark it down on your calendars. Because I think he's going to change everything as we know it. Really. The relationship between the White House and the press corps, you can already see that's changing. The fact that he calls out the media. I mean, look, how many times have you wanted a Republican, forget about just even a presidential a candidate or your president, to call out the media, to call out the donor class, to call out the lobbyists on K Street? How many times have you wanted that and you never got that? Because they're all in on it. They all owe somebody something. One of the great things about Donald Trump is that he owes no one. He owes no one. And when did we have that last? I think probably maybe in modern times, you know, maybe Eisenhower because he was an outsider. Maybe. I mean, he was an outsider in terms of politics, but, you know, clearly he was in the military. But I can't think of anyone, again, Andrew Jackson maybe, you know, Teddy Roosevelt. But Teddy Roosevelt was part of a, you know, political apparatus. He was part of the party. I just, you know, the fact that this is new territory, the fact that Donald Trump owes no one, I think you're going to continue to see him treating the media with disdain, and which they should be, because they've been caught red-handed lying to you. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682.
Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Well, protesters that are descending on Washington now are threatening to disrupt not only the actual inauguration, the swearing in, but some balls around town. We are joined now by Evelio Medina, a good friend of mine that is putting together the Deplorable. Evelio, how are you?
You know, brother, I'm blessed and nice to say hi to your listeners, and I'm excited. I just want to be a little clear. We're not the deplorable. We are the deplorable inaugural ball because, for whatever reason, we're being held at the most safe area of all Washington, and that's at the Ronald Reagan, the iconic Ronald Reagan building, half a block from the Trump International and two blocks from the White House. So we're not the deplorable. That's something completely, we don't even know who they are. We are the Deplorables Inaugural Ball, a beautiful event, a beautiful, you're going to, God willing, be available to check it out, but it's going to be amazing. But I'm excited. I mean, and you know, everybody, the good thing about democracy is anybody can go and say what they wish, but I think that they want to disrupt it. They're not going to disrupt much of anything. I mean, it's just a lot of hype, but we're excited about celebration, so let's get on with the celebration. Thank you for having me, by the way.
Well, no, I appreciate it. And again, I'm sorry for that mix-up because, you know, I thought that it was the deplorable, but you're the deplorable ball.
Deplorable, okay. Deplorables with a plural, deplorables inaugural ball.
Okay,
remember,
okay.
This is our coming out party because to give you a little bit of an insight, we have something called deplorablesnation.org. So we're launching a 501c4 political organization to counter many of these nonsense people that are really being pushed by people like MoveOn.org and Occupy Democrats. So we are the deplorable nation. So this is very exciting because this is our sweet 16. Our king says we're coming out with a beautiful organization for over 73 million people used in a positive way, the hashtag deplorable or proud deplorable and whatnot. So we're excited.
Listen, I think it's awesome, bro. I think it's awesome. You know, I've known you for quite a long time, and you know, I think it's great. Now, let me ask you this: are you concerned about security, or are you concerned about you know, any of these people trying to crash your ball or anything like that?
Well, as you know, and I've been a public servant for many years, I will not take lightly, and you know my demeanor. I am very happy so lucky, but for us, the number one is security. That's why we're all excited about having it at the Ronald Reagan building. To give you just a little synopsis, we are a production company. Usually, and you know, you and I do a lot of events and whatnot. You go the day before, a couple hours before, set up. Well, today we had to bring all our equipment in. I mean, kind of step and repeat, all the different paraphernalia that you use, the bungee, you name it. We had to bring it in today. Because of the security. So, yeah, for me, I will not take it lightly. The people that we are servicing as far as guests, we respect and honor them. So, yeah, for us, security is number one. But we feel that we're at the right place as far as holding the deplorables inaugural ball. So, yeah, I just want to make sure that I don't take that lightly. Absolutely.
Now, give the people the some information. If for all the people listening that are going to be at the inauguration, they're going to be in the D.C. Metro area, how can they get in touch with you? How can they attend this ball?
It's very simple. Thank God for technology. It's really www.deplorables with an S, so it's plural, inaugural, that's a tough word, inaugural ball, B-A-L-L.com. Go in there and just says purchase tickets and you're there. It's really amazing what if it would have been the other person, we would have had but there's so very few events to come to because number one, people never expected. You and I, you know, we talked about that. People didn't expect this really historical victory for someone that was an outsider, really busted the trend, 60, 70 people that in his party. And then even the good thing about this, and people ask me, well, what did you get out of this? What do you see different than, for example, even Obama and even the Bush administration, even Clinton? I said, look, how can a guy, a Cuban-American from Miami, as you know, we work hard, and how can they be hosting the most amazing party celebration for the 58th inaugural and the 45th president? And that's where I see already the change, where outsiders, you remember the old drain the swamp, people that don't live within the Beltway, now have an opportunity to come in and say, hey, with a good idea, with friends and family that, you know, support you, you can do the deplorables inaugural ball. So, yeah, it's that simple. And then they go to Eventbrite, and Eventbrite issues a ticket, and we'll, you know, welcome them there. We start around 6:30, doors, and then we come from 7 to 11. We have three bands, which are amazing. Did you see about the song? I don't know if you got the song that we're putting together Making America Great Again, which is already starting a trend already. And then we have three bands, food and drink and party. And so you can't have a better time during those days of the inaugural festivities.
And not only that, it's going to be a bunch of deplorables. I love that because those are my peeps, man.
Absolutely. And then, you know, it's tongue-in-cheek, but people say, so what do you think about Hillary? I says, look, she's our godmother. She made us. you know, people don't realize that if she would have said, you know, that political gaffe, and for me, when she said the basket of deplorables, I automatically bought deplorablesnation.com and .org. And then I was here, the story, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, which is, that wasn't me. It was, I feel a blessing, a vision. And I went and visited 4 or 5 venues. And the reality is they were all taken by different organizations from the Democratic leaning groups. And well, the 9th of November around 9 in the morning, I get a few phone calls and I says, oh, something's happening. So we went, circled back and Ronald Reagan building. I've always dreamt, I've been there many times, of holding something special. And look at that. You know, you never know when it happens. So I'm really, really excited. And yeah, I mean, and people, a couple of people, TMZ, as a matter of fact, says she invited, look, the election is over. So now whoever wants to go, that's their problem. If they buy a ticket, they go. And then, well, what's going to happen? I don't know. It's going to have, I know we're going to have a good time. The rest, I don't know.
Well, I know that as well. Now, how much are the tickets, Emilio?
Well, it's very simple. We got what they call general admission. It's $500, which, again, includes 4 hours of prime open bar. It, you got food and you got your three bands. And then the VIP, there's a beautiful place within the building, which is the Oculus, which is up so it looks over into the party. So that VIP area is $1,000. And the reason people say, well, it's a lot of money. No, not when you know what it costs to put one of these things together, bringing buses with and bringing artists. And, you know, there's a lot of moving parts for production. So I feel very comfortable with what they're getting and the value they're getting. And really, it, as you know, I've always done networking. It's about doing business. The day, nowadays, especially for the next 8 years, God willing, making money, being a capitalist, creating, it's not a bad word anymore. It's not a bad word anymore. So I don't have an issue with people getting to know each other. We got people from Montana, people from California, we got people from, right now I just got a call from Ohio. Ohio's coming in a big way. Florida, obviously. So we, you know, the Florida, the governor has a small event, I think it's tomorrow, the Sunshine, but it's a very small event and it's just for invited only. So we have one where people could come, enjoy themselves, and really it's going to be an amazing party.
All right. Well, God bless you, Avilio. Give us the website again.
It's www.deplorablesinauguralfall.com. And I will thank you for having us. So, again, I look forward to seeing you here. I think you're coming in Thursday, and God bless you, my brother.
All right, my brother. All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. We got to run. Thanks. The Deplorables Ball. Go check it out. We'll be right back.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Pack in the wind. That'll mean that's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Punk, you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up. Come on, put your hands up.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432. So, the other day, The comedian Steve Harvey, you know Steve Harvey, he's the guy that hosts Family Feud for a little while there. I think he had his own talk show, or maybe he still does, I don't know. Anyway, Steve Harvey has just been taking all kinds of flack for meeting with Donald Trump the other day. You know, Donald Trump has been meeting with many black leaders, Jim Brown, Ray Lewis. He met with Kanye, remember that? And so the other day, I think, yesterday was Martin Luther King III. But I think it was it Friday when he met with Steve Harvey? Yeah, I think it was Friday. So he meets with Steve Harvey. And since then, Steve Harvey has just been getting, literally, death threats. I mean, everybody's been going after him. Yeah, and, you know, it's like, if he didn't meet with these people, then he'd be criticized for not meeting with them. And then now that he meets with them, he's criticized for the people that meet with them are criticized. Basically, he can't win either way, right? But the fact that Donald Trump is actually reaching out to the black community, you'd think that he would be applauded for this, but no, he's not. I'm going to go to the phones right now. I've got a caller. Jim is calling from the great state of Arizona, where I used to do a show. Hey, Jim, how are you? Thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
I wish you had that show on here.
Yeah.
KFNX.
Yes. Well,
we got to listen to that guy. Well, the guy that would be in your time slot now would be that Joe Walsh.
Oh, and you don't like him?
Yeah, he runs a little thin with me sometimes.
Oh, okay.
He's a politician.
Well, yeah, that's right. He was a former congressman, right, from Illinois, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was going to talk about the, you know, all this Trump bashing and the, you know, boycotting and everything like that. But wouldn't you blame the Russians if you got your ass kicked?
I would.
I blame somebody. I blame somebody. I mean, it's amazing. Well, here's what's amazing to me is how, you know, they go back to the, 1950s playbook, right, of the Russians. Like, that's the best thing they can come up with, that's the Russians, you know? I mean, I find it laughable. I mean, the thing is, it's like, I think we had a caller earlier that was talking about how he was just tired of this. And it's true. It's like, you'd think that after, I mean, because this has been going on for months now, this Russian fake narrative. And, you know, you'd think that they'd let it go, but no, they don't. They just keep it going. I guess if they repeat it enough times, then, you know, maybe people will believe it. But I'm sure that...
Well, the proof they got, you know, the high degree of certainty, that reminds me when he didn't convict Hillary and said, well, she didn't break the law, but it was just careless law breaking.
Right, and look, here's the key, Jim, here's the key, and you know this, so you're smart enough to realize this, I'm sure. When you hear the same phrase uttered by people over and over again, that's a talking point. It's like, all they're doing is repeating. That's, you know, that's your tell right there. When you have the same, you use that in the phrase, high degree of certainty, right?
Yeah.
And everybody repeats that exact same phrase. Then you know it's a talking point. You know it's fake, and it's a fake narrative. You know that.
Well, you want to talk about legit, you know, who's legit. I mean, I could just throw one back at them, and it's like, well, I had to spend 8 years under a non-citizen president, you know. I mean, Arpaio came out with that, said that his birth certificate was forged, but they never even talked about it because, oh, you're crazy, you know.
Right, right. No, you're crazy.
The other way around, you know, they'd be pushing that. They'd do that with Ted Cruz if he was the not, you know.
Well, yeah, because that's what they do. Look, the Democrats are all about the dirty tricksters. Okay, that's what they do. That's what they have to do because, you know, we saw it. Look, we saw it with. You know, regardless of who hacked the emails, because I don't really care who hacked the emails, but the fact that we got these damaging emails that, I mean, they were John Podesta's emails. They weren't made up emails. It's not like the Russians made up the emails. So even if it's true and the Russians did in fact hack it, so what? They provided us with information that we didn't have before. I mean, I think that's a good thing. Right?
Yeah, and if you guys are so pure and honest, who cares what's in them?
Exactly. That's what I thought, too.
You want to mess with them. I'm just going to say, when I went to vote, there was some guy speaking a funny language in a trench coat, and he had something in my back and told me to scratch Trump. You know? And how legit is that John Lewis, you know?
It's just, look, they put him up for that. Again, it's not a coincidence you've had John Lewis, the civil rights icon, come out the weekend of Martin Luther King's birthday to say that Trump is illegitimate. I mean, come on, like, are we that stupid? We can't figure that out. But apparently they think we are.
Tired of using the crutch, you know, the civil rights crutch.
Well, that's what they do. That's
like John McCain uses his... And I love that John McRhino, but you know him using his he's been playing that, you know, Vietnam
war hero.
It's like, go away. Billionaire wife and go away. We don't like you.
I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more, Jim.
I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling us. Appreciate it. Fake news, fake journalists, are we living in fake times? No, we're not. They want us to believe that's why they put out the fake news narrative, right? But I love how it just backfired on them. they threw out the fake news. And then we threw it back. Oh, really? You want fake news? Here's your fake news. And it's... I love it, honestly. And the fact that... Just the fact that we now have a Republican, even though I would argue that Trump is not necessarily a Republican per se. He's an independent. I mean, he's an independent candidate. But the fact that we now have, since he does have an R next to his name, a Republican that actually fights back. I mean, how many times have you, in the past, said to yourself, God, I wish somebody would fight back. Can we have somebody fight back? No. They've caved constantly to Obama. Even when they had majorities in the House and the Senate, did they do anything? Did they do anything to fight Obama? Did they do anything to fight Obamacare? Did they do anything at all? No. They threatened, but they never did anything. So just the fact that for once, we now have a president that's going to fight back, and it's not going to just be business as usual. He is signaling that the Trump that we had in the primaries are the same Trump that we got in the election and the lead up to the election, and we have the same Trump. And I love it. Because all those people looking for Trump to pivot or to do something else ain't going to happen. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for health care? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising health care costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing health care for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.